November 28th. Happy birthday, Mrs. Edwards. Ella of Penn Hills shares your birthday, as does Michael of Loyal Hanna Township. Brother James, parents Jim and Sherry, and grandparents Orville and Flo wish my 28th. It's Susie in Alexandria, Virginia, celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's postal address and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed individual. Broadcasting live as if there were any other way from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Mrs. Edwards' weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Coast Town, Phoenix, WSJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio. .org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find our own easy-to-use player, as well as links to SLB on TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, plus our listen by phone number at 631-359-8728.
I'm your only friend, I'm not your only friend, but I'm a little glowing friend, but really I'm not actually your friend, but I am. Blue canary in the outlet by the light switch. To tell from my electrical well, it's a simple message, and I'm leaving out the whistles and bells. So the room must listen to me, filibuster vigilantly. My name is Blue Canary, one note spelled L-I-T-E. My story's infinite, like the Longines Symphony. It doesn't rest. Blue Canary in the outlet by the light switch. Who watches over you? But to find a point on it, say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. Mm-hmm.
Saturday Light Brigade. True confessions. Were you dancing while that song played? Ricky was. Chad and I weren't dancing, but all of us were doing our heads to the right, our heads to the left, our heads to the right, and enjoying that song. It's hard not to enjoy that song. Birdhouse in Your Soul, as done by Buffalo Rose. The album, I don't think it's out yet, but it will be called All You Can Eat. We're going to play Guess Who in just a few moments. And an interesting set of initials we have for you today. I'll be curious to see if you're able to come up with the person that we have in mind.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Giving Tuesday is the start of our December donor drive. Every year, we have a period where we encourage you to support SLB if it's within your budget to do so. And as a nonprofit on Giving Tuesday, we will be joining with many others in the Give Big Pittsburgh edition of Giving Tuesday, where you will be able to support those nonprofits whose work you care about. More details on that as we get closer. If you would like to get a head start, all the money goes to the same place and every donation brings the same amount to us. To get a head start, you can visit slbradio.org/donate.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time to play Guess Who. We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. We have one particular person in mind. Maybe it's somebody from history, entertainment, music. Could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious. No matter who it is, we think it's a name that's well known enough that you should be able to guess it. This week's initials are L-H. L-H. That's L as in Lincoln Place, and H as in Highland Park. L-H. You can guess as many times as you would like to. And you can guess starting right now. L-H. This morning's Guess Who initials. Good luck. And Freiberg gets us started with Lauren Holly, Levon Helm, Lorenz Hart. The correct answer. I'm not surprised at you, but I'm surprised the correct answer has been sussed out so soon. We're going to keep playing Langston Hughes, Lena Horne, and Lucy Webb Hayes. But so far, James got it right away. earlier we had some guesses from Nick and Susan in New York City who saw the puzzle available on our website and wanted to play early. I'll share this with you shortly. Bill has a guess of Larry Hagman. That's a great guess. Mary Martin's son and the star of I Dream of Jeannie. You know, Bill, I forget where you are from, and if you could text me back with that, that will help me. For some reason, I don't have that in our system here, but thank you for your guess. And Mike in Mars guessed Larry Hagman at the exact same time as Bill did. So thank you for your guess. And there's a few more that are coming in. I'm trying to keep track. Lawrence Harvey, guessed by Jim in Crafton Heights. And Lauren Hutton, also guessed by him. Lester Holt from CBS News, guessed by Mike in Mars. And Larry, who is in Charleston. Oh, that's a good guess. Had a guess of Larry Hovis. Singer and actor. Best known for his work on the TV show Hogan's Heroes. Excellent guess, but it is not Larry Hovis. Richard on the north side has Linda Hamilton and then Leslie Hope, Bob Hope's real name was Leslie King, and Leslie Hope would be the LH if you took part of Bob's real name, but not him. Larry Hagman, also guessed by Trish, who is in Cook Forest this morning. And Bill is in Stanton Heights. Thank you, Bill. And we have a guess of Larry Holmes from Linda in Collier. Stu has Len Hendry, who used to host the Let's Dance radio show on WDUQ years ago. And that's a great guess. Thank you. Lillian Hellman, guessed by Bill in Sheridan. The playwright, also known for her prose as well. There's a lot more coming in. Bruce has Lionel Hampton, Lena Horne, and Lou Holtz, and Jim Blackridge also has Lillian Hellman. Our guesses are LH. Tom in McCandless has Lou Holtz, Leona Hemsley, Lewis Hine, Leslie Howard, Larry Holmes, Lena Horne, Larry Hagman, L. Ron Hubbard. That's a great guess. Langston Hughes, Lillian Hellman, Lawrence Hart, Lionel Hampton, and Learned Hand. An American jurist, lawyer, and judicial philosopher. None of those. So we only have one correct answer so far. And more guesses are coming in, and I don't think you need a hint yet. A reminder, the initials are LH. Lauren Hutton, guessed by Mike and Mars. All the names you hear are incorrect. You can guess as many times as you would like to and share as many names as you would like to. And by the way, the way to play is to call or text us at 412-200-5975, or you can call us at 1-888-752-7234. Mike and Mars guesses Lauren Hutton. Steve and Sharon, good morning. Leslie Huggins. Need to look that person up. And Larry Hagman. There is an actor named Leslie Huggins, but it's possible you're also thinking of Leslie Uggams, the singer. Linda Hunt, guessed by Jim in Blackridge, and Leona Hemsley, guessed by Trish. Lauren's Heart, guessed by Rich in Freeport. Bill in Stanton Heights adds Linda Hunt. Lauren Hill, guessed by Ty in Valencia. A great guess. Trish. Is this who I think it is? I better double check. Not Trish. I know it's Trish. Yes, the attorney that's been in the news, Lindsay Halligan. Not Lindsay Halligan, but a good guess. I didn't intend for this one to be too tough. Not Lionel Hampton. Craig and Macon suggested Lionel Hampton. Not Lisa Hartman is guessed by John in Economy Borough. Jordan in Ingomar has Linda Hamilton, Lou Holtz, Lana Helton, Lewis Hamilton, and Liam Hemsworth. And Stan is in North Fort Myers. Stan, thanks so much for checking in. I didn't know this. The fashion model known as Twiggy, her name is Leslie Hornby. Leslie Hornby, or was, is Leslie Hornby, not her. Excellent guess. Thank you, Stan, for sharing that with us. I'll give you a hint in a moment. Jim in Blackridge has Linda Hamilton. Lee Hazelwood, guessed by John. And Economy. Oh, thank you, Ty. We have a note that Ty is in Valencia, but Ty has actually moved to Franklin Park. And thank you for letting us know about that. Jim in Blackridge has a guess of Lou Holtz. Jim in Crafton Heights has Leslie Howard, Linda Hunt from Aline in Maine. John in Economy Borough has Laird Hamilton. Inventor of tow-in surfing, it says here. That's one I would not have known to guess. And Here comes Patrick of Stanton Heights with Leslie Hope, the given name of Bob Hope, Liam Hemsworth, L. Ron Hubbard, Larry Hagman. Laurel Hardy, Linda Hamilton, Linda Hurt, Leona Helmsley, Luciano Huck, Lauren Hill, Lucienne Huvelsman, Ludwig Holstein-Burr, Lydia Horvat Junko, and Louise Hopkin. None of those is it. (412) 200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. I will tell you that we are looking up for a musical person, somebody who is associated with music. Does that help at all? This person is associated with music. His name kind of sounds like a weather forecast or something that could be part of a weather forecast. And it is a solvable puzzle. Hello to Tony and Economy Borough. Thank you for checking in. And we had some guesses earlier this morning coming in from Nick in New York City. Langston Hughes, Levon Helm, Luke Hemsworth, Lucas Hawes, Larry Hagman, Lauren Hudson, Lorenz Hart, Lawrence Harvey, Lorraine Hansberry, Lillian Hellman, Lionel Hampton, Leona Helmsley, Leslie Howard, Linda Hamilton, Linda Hunt, LeVar Hunt, and Lyman Hall. Lena Horn, that's a good guess, but not who we're looking for, Trish. And Bill has a guess of Lionel Hampton. Remember the weather bit, which is not expected to come along with thunder necessarily, but it might have something else associated with it. And I don't think this is that obscure, but we'll see. Maybe it's more obscure than I thought. 412-200-5975. We have one correct answer so far. And I'm going to take a peek over on Facebook, which I haven't had a chance to do yet this morning. Sometimes, for Guess Who at least, sometimes guesses come in on Facebook that I don't see for quite a while. And you can text us if you care to. Our Facebook says something about, a page says something about Giving Tuesday. That's nice. Let me, Guess Who is fun because I've got so many windows open from checking on people guessed whose names I don't know. Because I want to find out. Okay, let's see. Thank you for bearing with me. Lena Horn, guessed by Ashley on Facebook. And also, I guess, of Lauren Hill, Langston Hughes, and Larry Hagman. Good morning to Dave, also playing along on Facebook. We're just about to give you the correct answer. Rick in Highland Park. Thought it might be Haydn, but no, not Haydn. Ty just came up with the correct answer. Ty in Franklin Park got it. And Stu and McCandless, oh, thinking of the weather, Lucy Hale, Bill and Sheridan just got the correct answer. So we have three correct answers. James and Freiburg, Bill and Sheridan. And Ty in Franklin Park. And Ross in Glenshaw. We were looking for the great blues men, Lightning Hopkins. Congratulations if you came up with them.
You know my style won't start this morning. Boy, and my motor won't even turn. You know my starter won't start this morning. Boy, and my motor won't even turn. You know I've been running with a fair class of women. Now they've called my little corduroy.
Greg and McKeesport had also guessed Lawrence Harvey, and Bill had a guess of Lester Holt. Considered one of the 100 greatest guitarists of all time, Lightning Hopkins was born in 1912. He is an American country blues singer, songwriter, guitarist, and sometimes pianist. He died in 1982. Played with Muddy Waters, John Lee Hooker, and others.
Yes, my starter won't start this morning. Something must be wrong with my little machine. You know my starter won't start this morning.
I see that Nick in New York City got the correct answer, and his given first name is Samuel. Machine. But known throughout the world is Lightning Hopkins, born Samuel John Hopkins.
You just been burning bad gasoline.
Some say that by the time he died in 1982, Lightning Hopkins was the most recorded blues artist in history. And he certainly did appear on a lot of recordings. Starting in 1946. Congratulations if you came up with Lightning Hopkins. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with a new word game coming up in our next hour. A charge, by the way, for those who identified Lightning Hopkins, including maybe you. I hope that you came up with the correct answer, whether you were able to share it with us or not. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Who's the fastest talker in the world? Well, that's the auctioneer. How How does he do it and what does he say? Now you're about to hear.
Lights, camera, auction.
We'll start the bidding at $25. Can I get a $25? Thank you, sir. Now keep it alive with $35. Give it a nice holiday. I hear 40 from the lady in green. It's a $40 bid, but you gotta be seen. Now $45 in the back. Make it $55 for the man in black. Now 60. Don't get yourself left behind. Now we got $75, but you can't change your mind. I'm looking for 85, 85 chance of a lifetime. 95, give me a lifetime. Do I hear 100? Heck of a deal. We can give 100, that's the steal. Now there it is. 100 in the front row, $100. Can't be a no-show, gotta be bold. The bid's gonna hold, going once, going twice. Now it's sold. At $25, can I get a $25? Thank you, sir. Now keep it alive with $35. Give it a nice holiday. I'll hear 40 from the lady in green. It's a $40 bid, but you gotta be seen. Now $45 in the back. Make it $55 to the man in black. Now 60. Don't get yourself left behind. Now we got $75, but you can't change your mind. I'm looking for 85 chance of a lifetime. 95, give me a lifetime. Do I hear 100? Heck of a deal. We give 100, that's a steal. Now there it is. 100 in the front row, $100. Can't be a no-show, gotta be bold. If the bid's gonna hold, going once, going twice. Now it's sold.
There you've got the Okie Dokie Brothers at the Saturday Light Brigade. No actual auctioning was done during the production of that song. At least that's what I've been told. A great old tune, The Auctioneer. Coming up in a moment, another word game that we're going to share with you. Nick in New York City also knew that Lightnin' Hopkins was the answer to our Guess Who. Thanks for playing along. It's funny, people will say Guess Who is either very hard or very easy. It sometimes is dependent on what your frame of reference is, and we try to mix them up a little bit. I hope you enjoyed learning about Lightnin' Hopkins, and if he's new to you, and hearing from that old record, a really good version of My Starter, Won't Get Started This Morning.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble is a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education located in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage with science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on Assemble programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org. for details.
Today is a special day. Maybe you already know that today is a national holiday of sorts. It's National Adoption Day 2025. It's always celebrated the Saturday before Thanksgiving to raise awareness of children who are awaiting adoption from foster care. National Adoption Day 2025. Today is the Saturday before Thanksgiving, so today is the day. And we thought to bring awareness to National Adoption Day and to the notion of adopting altogether. We would feature some words that, like adopt, end in the letters P-T. P-T. So every answer to every puzzle is a word that ends in P-T. They can be of any length or any number of syllables. The one thing they have in common is they all end in P-T. For example, if I gave you the clue, entice, the answer, tempt, T-E-M-P-T. Got it? So I'll give you a couple, and you can give me some to challenge me if you would like. My first clue for you is disturb. And here's one. The clue is notion. Any ideas as to what the answer is?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Here's hoping that we hear from you this morning. We already have a lot of activity going on. Again, we're looking for the word ending in PT that answers the clue disturbed or disturb. And the one that answers the clue idea. 412-200-5975. And do challenge me with a puzzle of your own, too, if you care to. Got the answer to disturb, which is disrupt, D-I-S-R-U-P-T. And Stu sent in three that I will give to you in just a moment. In fact, that moment is upon us right now. Did anybody get the answer to idea? Idea is one we're still looking for. Idea, a word ending in PT that you could use as a synonym for idea. Here's what Stu sent. I like his a lot. The clue for this one is incompetent. Incompetent, a word ending in PT. And proof of purchase ending in PT. Great clues, Stu. Thanks for sending them to us. If you can come up with either of those, or if you know the answer to idea, here's hoping we'll hear from you at 412-200-5975. 1-888-379-7575 or 1-888-752-7234. Jordan and Ingemar just got the answer to idea. Nicely done, Jordan. Concept is the word we were looking for. Concept. Mike and Mars also got that. Interesting. We had the clue, disturb, and one answer is disrupt. That's the answer I was thinking of and that Trish got. Alan in Squirrel Hill has interrupt as the answer to disturb. That's a good one. Here's Barbara. If it were disturbed with an ED on it. Barbara, this is great. If it were disturbed with an ER on it, the answer would be verklempt. Verklempt. Trish also knew that the answer to idea is concept. So did Steve and Sharon. Alan here, let's see. I will try and guide you to the right answer. Prompt? Maybe. Prompt? There might be more going on there than I realize, but that's what Alan says. I will try. A prompt would guide me. Oh. Maybe an attempt? Alan, let me know if I did okay with that. Hopefully, I'm up to date with answers that have been coming in so far. What about Stu's puzzles that he shared? Today's such a fun day. So many answers coming in. He had proof of purchase and incompetent. And one more, but let's stick with those first ones that I gave. Oh, I see a receipt. That's the proof of purchase. And Jordan got that. Well done, Jordan. And inept was the answer to incompetent. Inept. Mike and Mars and Jim in Crafton Heights both got that. I think I mentioned Barbara came up with concept. Mike also got receipt. Steve came up with inept, as did Trish. Steve also had receipt, as did Trish. Hello to Eric in Greenfield. Eric Stevens, nice to have you with us. He knew we were looking for concept, and Alan confirmed that prompt was indeed the word that I was looking for earlier. Nice to have so many folks playing along today. Thank you. Alan also got a receipt, as did Eric. And Alan got inept as well. Now, Jim, I know, had one he sent that he wanted to here it is. Nonplussed. So the clue is nonplussed, and the word is a word ending in PT. Nonplussed. Not immediately coming to me, but maybe it's coming to you. Nonplussed. We're looking for a word that means that, that ends in PT. And you can send me a challenge of your own. I would love for you to do so. And if I can't get it, another listener might be able to. Rick just sent the clue, takeover, takeover. A word ending in PT that means takeover, maybe preempt? That's not quite it, but that's the one I'll think of. Maybe you've got another answer for Rick's clue. And Steve, I think, is sending this as a clue. Jumped. Leapt. Leapt. I think that's leapt. Here's a clue for you. Carve. C-A-R-V-E. Carve. And the clue for this one is missed the alarm. Missed the alarm. And by the way, we're playing this game because today is National Adoption Day, the Saturday before Thanksgiving. And because adopt ends in PT, we thought it would be fun to have words ending in PT as part of our own celebration. Ah, Jim in Crafton Heights mentioned verklempt, and that his clue, nonplussed, I think. The idea was to have verklempt as the answer. Stephen Sharon has a clue. Bald, B-A-W-L-E-D, as in, oh gosh, crying. A word ending in PT that means you're upset, but it's got to end in PT. Steve, I'm having trouble with that one. We'll see if anybody else knows it. P-A-W-L-E-D. I'm making a note of it so I don't forget that we haven't answered it. And Nick in West Mifflin says hello. Thank you, Nick. And, oh, Rick says that preempt indeed was the correct answer to take over. I'm glad I can still get a few every now and then. And let's see. We've got a few more coming in here. There's a lot to keep up with this morning. Jim in Crafton Heights, sudden. Sudden as the clue. I should know that, but it's not, it seems like one, sudden. Do you know a word ending in PT that means sudden? Oh, Susie gave me one I can solve. Choose. That would be opt, O-P-T. And Larry and Vanessa noted the word accept. I don't think that answers anything we have out right now, except maybe for takeover. But preempt is what I think the answer we were looking for that one, looking for that one. So we're looking for missed the alarm. Carve, bald, B-A-W-L-E-D, and sudden. And Steve noted that, wow, there are so many emails coming in right now and text messages. Steve got, when you missed the alarm, you overslept. And Susie also got that one. And Alan gave the clue. This is a clue. I don't think it's really an editorial message. I think this game is too silly to bother with. I had that a second ago. I had that on the tip of my tongue. No, that wouldn't work. I was going to say nondescript. Contempt, maybe, but I hope it's not that. Jim in Crafton Heights also had overslept. And we have a few messages from Nick that are coming back and forth that aren't making it to us fully, Nick. I just want you to know that. Eric came up with slept in or overslept. And, oh, how did I miss this? Steve and Sharon had the clue bald. The answer to that is wept. Wept. How could I possibly have missed that? Mike also came up with that as the correct answer, as did Craig in Macon, Georgia. I completely overlooked that. Nick in West Mifflin has conscript as another word, and sudden, there's another one. I don't know how I missed. The answer to sudden is abrupt. Abrupt. So we have them all now with the exception of carve. Carve. And I'm going to add one, which is boil over. Boil over. So we have boil over and carve as our two unanswered clues. And you can reach us at 412-200-5975. Lois in Gibsonia, thank you for your contribution, getting us started early for our December donor drive. We're grateful for your support at slbradio.org slash donate. And David is in Grove City. He knew inept and receipt. So now we're looking for the answers. The word ending in PT that answers carve and also boil over for our second clue. Good luck. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. This is Kyle Perkins with a song for the season as I catch my breath here at SLB. Got Kyle Perkins at the Saturday Light Brigade, and good morning to Jay Thurber, who's tuned in bright and early this morning. And what a busy morning we've been having. I am so glad that you are with us today, and we're going to finish up our puzzles. Gary is in Franklin. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Good morning, Larry. I am doing wonderful, thank you. I have my son-in-law with me today.
How nice.
I think this is his first time listening to your program, and he's loving it.
Oh, I'm glad. What's his name?
Stephen. We call him Frog.
Frog?
He has a lot of energy. He's always hopping around.
Well, I'm glad he's tuned in. Is there still much snow on the ground where you are, or is it mostly gone?
The only place that we can find any snow are the remnants of where the snow plow pushed it. And they're only just a couple inches high by now.
That's if you're not a fan of snow, that's good. It seemed to come in earlier this year. And some of those snowplow walls, as I sometimes call them, just stay for a long, long time when the big snows come. Well, you had the correct answer to the clue of carve, I believe, right?
Yes, and I was thinking about that because it's what we're going to do on a